This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Western leaders say as dangerous as things are at the moment in the Ukraine crisis, they could get worse. Russian forces have now rolled into eastern Ukraine. The AP's Norman Hall reports hopes for a diplomatic way out of what could be a devastating war appear all but sunk.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has canceled plans for a Thursday meeting in Geneva with his Russian counterpart. Speaking at the State Department, Blinken says Moscow is not being serious.
We will not allow Russia to claim the pretense of diplomacy at the same time it accelerates its march down the path of conflict and war.
Appearing with Blinken, Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called for severe sanctions.
Hit Russia's economy now and hit it hard.
The U.S. has already moved to cut off Russia's government from Western finance, sanctioning two major banks and civilian leaders with ties to the Kremlin. Norman Hall, Washington.
British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss says Russia's Vladimir Putin has crossed a line and sanctions are being imposed.
He has essentially violated Ukrainian sovereignty. That is why we have put together a strong response with our international allies, with the G7.
Moscow says, and we're quoting, sanctions cannot solve a thing. President Putin wants security assurances, including a promise that its neighbor Ukraine will not join NATO. Pope Francis is urging all sides in the Russia-Ukraine dispute to examine their consciences and pull back from threats of war. The Biden administration says those clogged U.S. ports are being given access to nearly $450 million in federal money from President Biden's infrastructure plan as part of the administration's recent stepped-up efforts aiming to ease supply chain congestion and lower prices for American consumers. This is AP News. The number of COVID cases continues to fall, but will we ever reach herd immunity?
At the University of Maryland School of Public Health, Dr. Don Milton says we're moving toward herd resistance to COVID-19, but not herd immunity. That means infections will continue, but there is enough protection that future spikes likely won't be as disruptive as they've been. Dr. Milton says herd immunity doesn't apply to coronavirus because antibodies developed from available vaccines or previous infection dwindle with time. And as long as people still get infected and the virus can spread, it will mutate, creating new variants which could become better at evading vaccines or antibody protection. He and others say the concept of herd immunity, which did develop for the measles, isn't likely to happen with COVID. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.